Welcome to the Ripple Effect Martial Arts Podcast.
Hello, Ripple Effect family. This is Master Macy, and today I am here with Mrs. Ogle, Mrs. Davis, Miss Clark, and Master Bono, who are all moms of black belts and black belts or masters themselves. So thank you guys all for being here. I appreciate it. I know we're recording this a little early, but happy Mother's Day. When this goes out, this is going to be at Mother's Day time. So happy early Mother's Day for now for all of you guys and to all the moms listening. Okay, I'm going to just go ahead and get started. I'm going to ask, we already talked about this a little bit, but I'm going to ask each one of you guys a question. And for everybody else, if you want to answer it too, you're more than welcome to. All right, so Mrs. Ogle, first, why don't you tell me a little bit about your family, because your whole family trains together. So let's start with that.
So we started because our youngest, so we're a combined family. My husband has two daughters and I have a son. My son was interested in, so he had tried basketball, he had tried, soccer, and nothing really stuck. And then, after school program came to his school and he was really interested, and that's just kind of where it started. It's been like for us, the biggest thing is it's really helped us as a blended family. And just watching, the biggest thing is you have, you know, a goal that's the same. And so being able to work as a family, when, you know, a combined family, there's a lot of growing pains that go behind that. And so I think for us, the biggest thing with martial arts is, it brought us way closer together. And we all trained together up until third degree. And then, our two kids, has been kind of, doing their own thing now. Trinity, she is in the Air Force. Mr. DiClemente is actually coming back to martial arts, and I would suspect that he's going to start training again and, testing again. And then me and my husband are actually on route for our fourth degrees in May. So we are continue training. For us, our biggest journey is just the fact that it's brought us closer together as a family.
I love that. Yeah, that's a cool perspective to share. We have the same thing with our family. That was very common ground. That was how Master Macy and I met. And it was really cool for all of our kids. Every time we have a family vacation, it's like we have a joke of like a bucket list of things that we do that happen every time. It starts with I create a group Spotify list and the teenagers never add anything to it. And then another thing that's on their bucket list is that at some point we end up sparring. The whole family ends up at some point sparring wherever we are. But it's a really cool way to bond. And that's a good perspective that as a blended family, sometimes those are hard to come by. And sometimes there are other obstacles in sharing a common goal. That's amazing. All right, Mrs. Davis, why don't you tell us a little bit about your family and the training?
Yes, ma'am. So we at Middleburg Martial Arts, my son had just transferred to Middleburg Elementary, and they had like a carnival fair, and we had walked by, and of course they said, come spin the wheel. And so we were there and we did the summer program, and about 2 weeks in, my son was hooked. He, that is what he wanted to do. There was no turning back. He was very, very committed pretty much the entire time he trained. And about 9 months later, we had January, which was families trained for free, and he begged and begged and begged to get me on the mat, and I did. And at the end of the month, the program director, she was like, I'm just going to need you to sign this agreement. And probably if it wasn't for her of shoving that in my face and just saying, no, you're going to do it, I probably never would. But my husband was at that time starting to deploy a lot. So he was gone. And it really helped us as a family is to have our second family at karate. I don't really know like how that would have looked if we wouldn't have had that outlet. It did help him and he loved it, but it also helped me just having that community of moms that I grew so close to. And then we ended up testing for our black first degree together. He went on to other things as he got busy in high school and got really into music and band. And now he's in college, and I went on to my second degree, and now I've been working here for almost 6, 7 years. So it truly has changed both of our lives. I think for him, he was really working on confidence. And I tell everyone, when you meet him, you'll think I'm a big fat fibber because he's way confident now. But I just think really it just changed us completely. And I'm very grateful.
I love it. And I've heard you tell a lot of parents on the sidelines, you're going to regret not starting right now, right? And like giving your kid that little bit of a head start. I also think it's pretty cool because I saw kind of firsthand with you when you started training, it was solely for Connor, right? Like you're like, he wants it so bad and I'm already here. So why not just jump on the floor and do it with him? It'll be something fun to do together. But I really watched it become something for you as well. And I think that's absolutely something that sometimes it's hard to find for us moms, right? So
absolutely.
All right, Mrs. Clark, what about you?
Let's see. We had just moved to Colorado. I don't know. We'd been here for a few months. My husband had, speaking of deployment, it just made me think of it. He had deployed shortly before we moved here. And our oldest was in third grade and kind of having a hard time with, you know, dad had been gone for the 6 months prior and it was another new school and having to make new friends again. We were at, I think it was Taste of Fort Collins, and the kids spun the wheel and won 2 free weeks in uniform. And so
you know, we went and
it did. And so, you know, Clark had been asking to do martial arts for a while. And it was kind of like, where did this come from? And so I was like, all right, well, let's go try it out. They loved it. So we signed them up. Couple months went by and they signed up for, back then we had a black belt club. So they committed to going all the way to black belt. And my husband and I kind of looked at each other and like, all right, if we're going to have to be here twice a week for the next 4 years, we may as well do it too. Like you were just saying with Mrs. Davis, I honestly did get out on the floor for my kids. Cause I was like, I can't help them practice if I'm not learning it too. And I want to help them succeed in this. But by the time we got to black belt, I was there for me, and earning that black belt for me. And so all four of us earned our black belts relatively close to one another. And then Clark and I left the boys behind and earned our second degree. So it's been a great, it definitely pushed me out of my comfort zone. And I saw it push my kids as well in ways that they really needed that I may not have even realized that they needed.
I love that phrase, left the boys behind.
We were waiting. We, you know, all four of us kind of stopped for a little bit because we're like, all right, after all those prep cycles, we need a break. And Clark was working, was teaching, and both of us were kind of like, all right, we're going to start going to progress checks, because we want to get our second degree. And when y'all are ready, come join us.
I love it. I love it. Tell us a little bit about what it was like. Like maybe, so a lot of us, we were just saying with Mrs. Davis, you know, parents wanting to start at the beginning, right when their kids start. But sometimes there are benefits of not testing together. Can you speak mm-hmm. to any of those?
I can, because we, yeah, we had, I had a lot of challenges, like mom challenges, because so we went through our high brown belt prep cycle, and we went to our, you know, all four of us were doing it. And we went through our test and Reed didn't pass and had to do prep cycle again. And so, you know, we had to kind of talk about, well, do we wait and let him do his prep cycle and then we all do conditional together? Do we go through prep cycle with him again? And our prep cycle coordinator at that time, he's like, no, he needs to do this by himself. And so I had this picture in my head of all four of us being on stage and getting our black belts together and what a cool thing that would be. And so I really kind of had to step back and be like, okay, we're, you know, what's best for everyone involved. And so to step back and really, because I really did have to go hands off because we had prep cycle at the same time. So we would drop Reed off at High Brown prep cycle and we would go to our prep cycle. And so it was very much like, all right, you've got to take care of yourself and you've got to do it. And my mama heart just grew 10 times when we were at the black belt test. And I had so many adults come up to me and say, Reed has grown so much in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
He did, you know, he's done awesome in this prep cycle. And I was like, all right, that's the best thing we could have done for him was basically, you know, throw him in the deep end and, you know, throw him in the deep end and learn to do it yourself instead of having us be like, hey. Mm-hmm. And it was good for us too.
You get to cheer each other on differently, right? Like there's that, get to celebrate each other too. I love it.
Exactly. Right. And then it was weird. When he did his second degree prep cycle, because I was a mom on the sidelines and I had not had that role before and I didn't like it.
This is weird. This isn't right.
It was really weird to be on the sidelines and not be out on the floor.
Yeah. All right. Master Bono, tell us a little bit about you and your kiddos. You're not kiddos anymore, but I still think about kiddos.
Yeah, they're not kiddos anymore. They'll always be my babies, but they're not kiddos. So the first time we stepped into Middleburg Martial Arts was for your brother's birthday, right?
Yeah, they were in like third grade, right? I think
first grade.
Oh my gosh, Mara and Joey were in first grade. Yeah,
or kindergarten. Yeah, it was his kindergarten birthday party, both at Tynes. And you know, she had talked about dance and Girl Scouts before that, but we never signed her up for anything. She got the deal 1 month, 2 weeks. I don't even remember what it was, you know, but she went for a while. But then she kept talking about it, you know, I want to sign up like over and over. We thought she would forget about it and drop it. She loved it. So it didn't happen. She was hooked from the beginning. So, I think the difference with me is by the time I stepped on the mat, I wasn't doing it for her. I mean, I had been there enough. It was like maybe 18 months after she started. I went to the anniversary party. You did your earn your white belt class. That's when I joined, you know, and because I'm like, I had been watching her for a while. Not the first 9 months, though, because I would drop her off and leave because she saw me and she'd cry. She was, you know. Yeah. Lots of anxiety, still has it. So, but it's done a lot for her. So, but yeah, I did it for me. I realized how much I liked it. And I kind of, even though it did, it was something that my kids and I did together. My husband was never involved, but something my kids and I did together. And it will always be like really important for us. To this day, on Tuesday nights, when I leave the studio, I'm there every Tuesday. That's my night. I'm there. I call one or both of my kids on the way home every single Tuesday.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Every single Tuesday, because some of the best conversations we've ever had were to and from karate on Tuesdays and Thursdays or whatever day we were going. It was parental, but it wasn't just parental. You know, there were some of the most important conversations we've ever had too, you know, in that time, and we've carried it on. And, you know, I have there one in Kansas, one in Missouri. I'm in Florida, but I call one or the other, sometimes both of them at the same time on the way home. So it's definitely, it's in our souls, I guess, for me and Mara, especially for Strider. He's younger. He was a baby when Mara started.
He was absolutely a baby. Yeah.
I was trying to think about that. By the time we were able to go and stay and watch her, he was all over the place playing with the Lego table you guys used to have there.
Yeah.
And getting yelled at by Lionel for crawling on the chairs, you know. So, but, you know, I ended up testing before Mara. So she was a green belt when I started, and I passed her up and tested. I was very surprised when I was, you know, Master Lappin came up to me and said, you're testing. I'm like, oh, okay. I was going to wait, but, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
I did wait for her for second degree. So I went a little bit longer before second degree so we could test together. But so for second and third degree, we tested together. Strider kind of came up behind us. He beats to his own completely own drum. It took him 12. He started when he was four and he didn't test until I don't know. I think it was 12 years.
Yeah, there was one belt he sat at for a long time too.
Oh, there were lots of belts he sat at. But he went to 3 black belt camps. He over a 5-year period before he was a black belt. So
yeah.
So
he was very well prepared when he was ready though. And you know, I think a lot of what you guys are saying, and this is one of those things that you don't think of, but when you train also, and I can speak for myself, and probably every one of you have had this, but like, to me, it's the hardest class to teach when I have one of my kids in the class, right?
Oh my
because
God. Yeah.
you see them and you're like, I know what. I remember one time my mom, there were only a couple times where I got her as a judge in a tournament or on a test. And I was like, no, because I would see everybody's score and hers would be down here. And I was like, thanks, mom. She's like, well, I know you're capable of better. Right. So there's that piece of like, we always know what our kids are capable of or what. And so it's hard sometimes to let go of that and trust the process and trust the other instructors. As much as we know they know what they're doing and they're great at what they're doing, it's hard sometimes as a parent to say they know what the best thing is. And if they say my kid's ready to test, or they say I'm ready to test, or they say we're not ready to test, then that's at the end of the day going to be the best feedback. So that's great to hear from both you guys. Actually, one of the things I want to ask Master Bone, I'll ask you this. Were there any specific conversations that came to mind? And if anybody else can think of any, but maybe something like, I know for me personally, like we'll be in class and whatever was brought up during mat chat, we start talking about it on the way home. Or maybe it's the word of the month, or just some life skill or some lesson that was talked about in class that became maybe a parenting moment or a really powerful conversation. Can you think of any particular situations that stand out, Master Bono?
I actually just had a conversation with Mara a couple weeks ago, and she told me she attributes her confidence. This was huge for me because she never really came out like this before. All her confidence, her ability to talk to people, to teach, which she is actually teaching classes in a college now. She's a librarian at a university, but all to martial arts and just the general life skills and things that she learned through, and not just, and I'm not talking about being a practitioner. I'm talking about the gold meetings and you said like the mat chats and the projects and everything else that went into it and her teaching. And it was the first time she was asked just to lead a class, she cried. I mean, you know, this is how she was, but she attributes so much of her success in life to martial arts and to the studio. I can't like narrow it down to one, but
that's a pretty powerful one.
And this was just a couple weeks ago that she told me, because I was talking, after I did the gold meeting, I did the last gold meeting on perseverance, and she said, call me and tell me how it went, because I told her about the goldfish, I told her what I was going to do, and she was all excited about it, and she's like, tell me, you know, call me and tell me how it went, and that's when she told me that, and it was just, and Strider said the same thing. I'll tell you now, he does not like teaching, but you would not know it when he's on the mat.
No, you would. He's an amazing instructor. He's capable of it. Sure.
Yeah. And so now he actually is teaching he is president of the space program there in the University of Missouri, where they go to rocket launches a couple times a year, build their own rockets and launch them in competition. But they also have a STEM program where they bring elementary school kids in like every quarter. And he started doing that, and he does it all the time. And I don't know how he does it, because he'll say, you know, every hour the kids get a little worse because it gets later in the day, you know. So, and he'll say that, but his ability to do that and to have that experience is because of what he's experienced in martial arts. That's and funny. with this group.
Yeah. So, well, you know, though, and it's not just, he's like, oh, I can push through and I can just stomach it and I can do it. He's great at it. He connects with people really well. He's very charismatic, and he has so many skills that really help people learn. Like, he's really good at recognizing what somebody needs and helping them learn in that way. So that's really cool to hear that they're both of them are teaching in their own capacities now. That's awesome.
Yep. So I Strider's the one that pulled Lionel on the mat to spar one night when he hadn't been training. He's, and I've heard him say that. He said, if he didn't, if he didn't pull me on the mat, I don't know if I would have like gotten really back into it or not. I just don't know. But that was the catalyst at that time. So yeah, he does.
Well,
he
almost jumps into class every time he's on break and comes to visit. Like I love every time I get to happen to be there when he's there and get to see him. And I think that's really cool. Even though he's not training consistently, he'll jump in every opportunity he has. So that's pretty awesome. Okay, Mrs. Ogle, can you think of a moment, either yours or one of the kids or your husband's, that made you feel especially proud as a mom? Anything stand out in particular?
Well, just the fact that both of the kids applied everything they learned in their everyday life. Like my son became kind of the bully patrol in his elementary school.
I love that.
Yeah, just like sticking up for kids that were being picked on. And then, you know, with Trinity, she's doing amazing in the Air Force. And I think that, I mean, this whole process, she has pretty severe ADHD. And there's just so many proud moments. I mean, I think just us doing it together as a team, I think where we are as a family, and how close, because me and Trinity had a pretty, you know, oil and water kind of relationship. She was the baby on the side, and then we had, you know, my son now is the baby. So there was a lot of growing pains when it came to that. So just watching her break through the anger and the resentment, and, you know, ultimately we have the most rock solid relationship now. So I would say that's probably one of my biggest, proudest moment is just the humans that they've become. Yeah. And it just, this is just a way of life, and it's going to stick with them forever. I mean, I have one that's coming back, so I'm hoping that he's going to start training.
I know, so
Yep. I know, right?
That's the goal. All right, Mrs. Davis, Mrs. Clark, all of you kind of, did anything come to mind for you guys as they were talking about those, either maybe kind of a life skill conversation at home or a really proud moment that stuck out? Mrs. Davis, you kind of...
Absolutely. I think, well, several things, but one that really came to mind is because if you know my son, he's one of those kids that's black and white, like, coming up, and Master Macy knew this, like he didn't understand why kids acted out because the instructor was telling us to do this. So that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, he would possibly do that?
Absolutely. He's not so much like that now, but coming up, I can remember one time he said the word crap. I don't know if I could say that here, but I just did. And he was washing his mouth out with soap at home because that was a bad word. That's just how my kid was coming up. So when he started teaching CIT at the time, it was hard for him because he didn't understand that, you know, there's some kids that have superpowers. There are kids that learn differently. They're, you know, all walks of life. And I think for him, that was the main thing he learned. A was patience. But also just to know that everyone is different and that's okay. And I think he did a really good job, like showing compassion after he learned that. And I was super proud of him. You know, he was 14, 15 years old and he was starting to teach and make his own money. And the kids started looking up to him. Like we looked up to the teenagers. And I always tell this story. The very first time we went to class, I asked some of the moms, I was like, oh, this is cool. Where are the instructors? They're like, oh, no, that's them. And in my mind, thank God I didn't say it out loud, I was like, I'm paying a lot of money for 15-year-olds to teach my son. But after 2 weeks, I was like, if my son acts like that at 14, 15 years old, I'm never leaving this place. And he did. It was like that full circle. So just to see him grow in that aspect of it, you know, to be young and to understand, like people learn differently and we are all different. I think as a parent, that's a really cool thing for your child to learn really young.
Mm-hmm. Well, and now he's at the point he's going into the workforce. He's at different jobs and working with different people, different managers, different coworkers. And that's a skill that definitely is valuable to have as you're working with all different walks of people, right?
Especially when you're that type of person like he is. Like, you know, if you're told not to do this, he just didn't ever understand, like, why are they doing this? We're not supposed to, you know?
In the sweetest way too. He was, I remember, you know, 9-year-old Connor, like, would never not be giving 100% or would never move. Like, as a white belt, he never moved when he was in his dance. It was pretty impressive to see. All right, Mrs. Clark, what about you? Any specific moments or like conversations at home or moments on the mat that stand out to you?
I definitely want to echo what's already been said. Clark Corvus, when they first started, they really latched on to one of the junior instructors at that time and just swore up and down that they would never be a junior instructor. So I could never teach. I could never get in front of all of these people and teach. And watching that self-confidence grow is just, you know, they became a junior. Now they're a certified instructor. They want to go into education. They're encouraging others to become junior instructors. You know, it was just amazing. You know, times when I would get frustrated, you know, they're just like, Mom, no, we're where we're supposed to be. Trust what's going on. You know, I agree with what's happening. I'm like, oh okay. and then with Reed, I tell this story a lot, and I'm sure he loves it when I tell it. When he did fail his one progress or his one black belt test, he was really upset. And I told him, I said, you want a black belt, right? He's like, yeah. I said, well, I can go on Amazon right now and I can buy you one. I can literally buy you a black belt off of Amazon. It'll look exactly like everybody else's. Do you want me to do that? No. Why not? Well, because I wouldn't have earned it. I'm like, okay. You know, exactly. And now he's taking, he hasn't trained in a while because he's so busy taking a lot of the life skills he's learned, the commitment and dedication kind of things that he's learned, and applying it to other passions in his life, marching band and robotics. And you know times when I'm like, do you really need to go to robotics today? Because, you know, are you doing anything? No, I need to go. I need to go in case they need me there, in case they need something from me. I told them I would be there on these days, and I'm going to be there on these days. I'm like, dude, you're 16. What 16-year-old is saying things like that rather than, well, I could be at home playing video games.
Yeah.
Rather than sitting here watching other people do that. And so to see them take these skills that, as parents, you know, we try to instill a lot of this stuff, and it hits different when it's coming from their peers. You know, they learn, you know, Mrs. Davis, I kind of had the same thought of, if, you know, like, there's kids out there teaching. And I see parents even now coming in and they're like, how old is that instructor? You know, he's only 17. Why, you know, is there an adult here? Like, there's adults here, but trust me, he's the one you want out there teaching that class.
Yeah.
And then, you know, having parents come up to me and say, oh my gosh, we love Clark's classes. They're so good at teaching. Or have other adults come up to me and be like, Reed is so, you know, he's so dedicated, and he's a great team leader, and he supports everybody. I love it when people do that. 'Cause a lot of times they'll be like, oh yeah, I know your kid. And it's like, wait, why? Is that a good, I know your kid, or is that... it's nice to be like, no.
I did not have an opportunity to know Corvus younger, like at the point where they didn't want to be a junior instructor. But I did just watch an evaluation class that Corvus just taught, and I would have never guessed. There's like,
right? You'd never know. So much,
her ability to connect and just really inspire and motivate the kids, mm-hmm. and being able to work with a family that they didn't know. Like, that's something that we kind of take for granted. It's one thing to have somebody go teach somebody they've, you know, known in the karate school for years and years and mm-hmm. years, but going to teach somebody in their very first class when you've never met the parents, mm-hmm. you've never met the kid before. And Corvus just did amazing. Master Bono has a degree in education too. So if you want somebody for Corvus to talk to, as they're going through that route, that'd be a good person. All right. I'm going to ask one more question just for funsies. It's going to be really quick. If you were to test for your next belt and it was going to be any color in the world, what color would it be? Mrs. Fogel, you go first.
Black with four bars on it.
All right, because you're already there. Yeah. All right, Mrs. Clark, what about you? What color would your belt be?
I really enjoyed my second degree test. I felt the most confident. I felt the most in shape. I think as an adult, I know I do, and my husband kind of feels the same way sometimes, of I don't want a pity belt. Like, I don't want to be given a belt just, well, you're an adult, and yeah, we know you know this stuff. Like, no, I want you to expect the same thing from me that you expect from the rest of my team. And I felt like I was able to give that. And it was just, I don't, that was just kind of the, when I felt best in my skin, I think.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that one. What color for you, Mrs. Davis? Oh, you're muted.
Well, I would like to get my third degree.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's been a little bit of a longer journey for me, but that's okay because I'm not going anywhere. So that is my goal. But if I had any color belt, it'd be green because everyone knows my favorite color is green.
Green's
so.
Your favorite color.
Green's your favorite color. If you could be black belt green, that would be great.
Yeah, maybe. Master Bona, no. What about you?
Definitely going for fifth eventually. I'm not as ready, I don't think, as you are, Master Macy, but we'll see. I did have to check the box that if they asked me, would I accept? I've never seen that on the application before, so I don't know if it's been
on there. Yeah, I noticed it on there, too.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm going to say yeah, but, you know.
Yeah.
I know they're not going to ask me this year, so it's okay. My favorite color is blue also, but I think I would do a dark blue, not like midnight blue, but dark blue, because there are things that I've gone through in life that's been harder than anything I've done on the mat or the floor, and that would represent that. So the fact that I'm a survivor, just, I would like that blue belt.
Yeah, I should be very proud. And you know what, that ties into a lot, because when you were invited to Masters Camp, you were still very much so still recovering. And you still, that is a, like, such an incredible story of perseverance, though. You went and you tested and you kicked butt that whole weekend, and then you rocked the next year. You came back 10 times stronger, and it was just really cool. So I one day will find a way to get you a blue belt.
that was
different than our other blue belt. All right, yeah. Well, on that note, thank you again, all of you guys, for your time, for sharing some pretty cool stories, and happy Mother's Day.
Same to you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Ripple Effect Martial Arts Podcast. Find podcasts and more at RippleEffectMartialArts.com.